the assassins. They came, and I was ready.
Welcome back to the Morning Eye Opener on News Talk 1450 KNSI. Thanks for having me on with you this morning as your day is starting. I am Michael John Smith. And with me in studio, I have Jeanette Blonigan Clancy and Marilyn Sozzle Brinkman. And they are kind of local experts as far as writers go. They do an occasional column and opinion page in the St. Cloud Times. So you are familiar with them. And they also have a couple books out now. So you may want to pick those up. And Marilyn, what's the title of your book and where can they find that? Because that's kind of a fun read.
My book is a fun read. Yeah, I hope it's entertaining. My book is called Aprons, Flower Sacks, and Other Folk Histories. It's a compilation of articles that I've written for the St. Cloud Times. It's available at Walgreens, at St. John's, St. Ben's Bookstore, and at the Stearns History Museum.
Excellent.
It's
okay.
Selling really well.
All right. And thanks for finding the time to join me.
Thank you.
This big shot. And then, Jeanette, your book is a little more serious, and the title
first,
is God.
I mention Nestled Between Lakes and Wooded Hills, the Centennial History of the Avon Area, which is at the Stearns Heritage Center.
Okay, that's yours too?
That's mine, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's where the 1896 country
Oh, there we go. Okay, that's where
it's one of the histories I've written.
Okay, all right.
The similarities between Jeanette and me, is that I've also written a parish history. I wrote the history of farming St. Catherine's Parish many years ago.
Oh, okay.
And then I've done a few other books. So we've both done historical writing.
Oh, I see, okay.
And in fact, we went to grade school together.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Spent 1 year together at St. Martin's Catholic parochial school.
Wow. Speaking German to each other?
Well, no, not at that point.
Because you said you started grade school speaking English well.
Right.
Actually, I went to the school at St. Martin after consolidation, which I think is probably the point, too, which I should have said earlier, at which religion and languages in the schools changed, was with consolidations. The rural schools consolidated or... in my case, the school closed, and we went to the parochial school at St. Martin's.
Oh, I see.
I went there 1 year, just my eighth grade, and then happened to be in the seventh and eighth grade room and was in the same room with Jeanette.
Oh, wow. Now, was it school back then, was it broken up into elementary, junior high, and senior high? I'm assuming not.
Elementary school went to the eighth grade.
Oh, it did. Oh.
So we had an eighth grade graduation. That was a big deal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then there were 4 years of high school.
That must have helped the teacher out, really, in the sense of the eighth graders helping the younger ones, right? Or didn't it work like
that? Well, we had only seventh and eighth graders when we had that parochial school. There were only two
in one room.
In one room.
Oh, I see.
And before that, now Marilyn went to a one-room school, but I never had eight grades in one room. I had first and second, and then the middle ones.
Okay.
And
Oh wow, that's kind of an interesting concept to wrap my hands around. Are the schools still around?
The buildings, the structures,
buildings.
Most of them have been torn down or they've been converted to other uses.
Yeah,
some have become homes, some have become centers for activities.
Okay.
But there are very few left.
Is yours?
No.
No? Okay.
It was Pig Barn for a while.
Oh. Well, so much for education there. But I find, it's interesting when you see these houses. You can tell there used to be schools. I think that's kind of cool. Okay, so getting back to this whole thing. You said there's similarities in that. What are some differences? Because you guys, I imagine there has to be a yin and yang when you're working together. And so what are those?
Well, my topics are more serious. The title of my book is God is Not Three Guys in the Sky. Mm. Cherishing Christianity Without Its Exclusive Claims. And it's I should tell where it's available.
Oh, yeah.
I have to think. I can't just rattle it off like Marilyn does. It's available at St. John's and St. Ben's bookstores. It's in St. Cloud at Walgreens, Mind, Body, Spirit, Books Revisited. People can call me at 356-7445. And, my website. We haven't mentioned my website. I write a blog.
Oh, okay. What is it? What's your website?
GodIsNotThreeGuys.com.
Okay.
GodIsNotThreeGuys.com, and the three is the numeral.
Okay.
Don't spell out
okay.
three.
All right. That's
GodIsNotThreeGuys.com, and you can order the book there.
Okay. Marilyn, you want to give your number since we're doing that?
I have the books at home, too. My number is 320-363-0562.
Okay. There we go. Got that out. Now, when, we were talking about Hawaiian, your story about Hawaiian, I was just thinking about the different, they're not necessarily always accepting of the religions community in general, aren't really always accepting of other religions in a sense, because people think that their religion's the best. And, you know.
We all do.
Yeah. I'm not totally understanding that. I'm more spiritual, so I'm not really caught up in the whole religion thing, which is fine. I'm, you know, it's okay. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. But I'm wanting to know, do you, this might be hard for you guys to answer, but in some of your history research, have you learned that if a God isn't the Christian God, is he a pagan God?
Pagan does not refer to all non-Christians, but it did in Christian culture in the early centuries of Christianity. Christianity spread more quickly in the cities. There were people spreading various religions, and the changes happened in the cities more quickly than they happened out in the country. And so pagans are called pagans because the word simply meant country dweller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, heathen has a meaning similar to that, too.
What's that?
Heathens, you know, they're heathens.
It simply means
country. Well, yeah, we use it that way today. And we use the word pagan as if it were somebody who has loose morals.
Oh.
And that was not the original meaning at all. It simply meant somebody who wasn't Christian because they lived out in the country. They weren't converting to the new religion.
Mm.
And then when Constantine converted the whole Roman Empire to Christianity, you know, then everybody had to become Christian if you wanted to have a decent job and get along in life, you know, all those things.
How do you think spirituality and religion work together? What do you think?
I would like to see religion, all of the religions, understand each other as vehicles, as Marilyn said.
That was a good analogy, by the way.
And spirituality does not have to be attached to it, a religion. I think that we can have a secular spirituality. And I have become familiar with a book called A Little Book of Atheist Spirituality.
Oh,
isn't
no.
That great.
Well,
yeah. And I wrote a blog.
It sounds kind of oxymoron.
Isn't that wonderful? And I wrote a blog post titled Mystic Atheist. Atheist Mystic. Sometimes I say mystic atheist and sometimes atheist mystic. And the person who wrote the book is a French philosopher. And I really think, I love his spirituality. I'm sure you would.
Oh, yeah, I'll check into it. Marilyn, how do you think, real quick?
I don't think there is such a thing as an atheist, because if an atheist is trying to convince us there is no God, he or she must believe there is a God.
All right. With that, you can think about that all weekend. You guys, thanks for joining me this morning. It was certainly entertaining on this end of things. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Thanks for listening to The Morning Eye Opener on News Talk 1450 KNSI. Stay warm. Take care.
You've been listening to Michael John Smith and the Saturday Morning Eye Opener here at Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 on News Talk 1450 KNSI St. Cloud.